This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An autopsy on the body of a young woman found in Wyoming over the weekend will be conducted today. The FBI believes it's that of missing 22-year-old Gabby Petito. When we have more information, we'll pass it along. House and Senate leadership announced on Monday that they plan to attach a proposal to raise the debt ceiling through December 2022 to a short-term government funding bill. The bill must pass before the end of the month or Congress risks a shutdown. President Biden will use his first address before the UN General Assembly to lay out his vision for an era of intensive diplomacy with allies and vigorous competition with great powers. Biden will take to the lectern in New York on Tuesday. White House COVID-19 Response Coordinator Jeffrey Zients announced on Monday that the Biden administration will allow fully vaccinated travelers from around the world to enter the United States beginning in November. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Texas is asking the feds for help. Dan Araki explains.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has asked President Biden for a federal emergency declaration along the southern border to provide assistance with the surge of migrants in the Del Rio area. But the governor says that the White House has ignored him before on the border. He tells Fox News that his state is seeing the results of the immigration policies that President Biden ran on in 2020.
You know, I have not yet heard from the president during this his entire presidency concerning the border. The Biden administration refuses to even pretend as though there is a crisis, and there is chaos down there, especially in the Del Rio sector. Right? And so the Democrats made clear, let's go back 1 year ago, back when the Democrats were sharing a debate stage, and you had Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Beto O'Rourke and others all talking about how they wanted to have open border policies in the United States. Americans probably had no idea it was going to lead to this level of chaos as you saw all those people streaming across the border.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Brandon Judd, a Border Patrol agent and president of the National Border Patrol Council, told Newsmax that the Department of Homeland Security was aware that a large caravan of illegal immigrants was on the way to the southern border back in June, but they did nothing to prepare for the surge.
Well, there's obviously theories out there. I don't have the evidence of this, but I would speculate that because DHS has been packed with very open border liberals that are political appointees, we can expect that they're going to have open border policies. And that's what we're seeing today. And that's the problem that we're dealing with. This is not an enforcement group that is at DHS right now. And if you don't have an enforcement group, you're going to have scenes like what we're seeing today. DHS knew this was coming. They were warned back on June 17th that this was going to become an issue. They were warned that they needed to build a temporary outdoor processing site similar to what we have in McAllen, Texas. And had they have done that, we wouldn't be dealing with this situation right now. And when you look at it, it's not just the Border Patrol that's dealing with this. Texas DPS outnumbers Border Patrol agents 3-1 right now, and thank goodness for them because if they weren't there, we would have complete and total chaos.
More than 12,000 immigrants, most of them Haitians, are living in makeshift camps under the Del Rio International Bridge following days of openly crossing the river between the United States and Mexico illegally. Department of Homeland Security announced September 18th that it was sending 400 officers to the location to help maintain control. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
We need all hands on deck, as evidenced by the level of chaos that we find ourselves in this culture. And look, it is winnable, and it's worth it. I mean, this is what our founding fathers decided how many hundreds of years ago, over 250 years ago. They said, look, it is worth it, because not only for ourselves, but for our kids and our grandkids. With us right now is Sam Brownback, and little does he know, I've only been trying to connect with him for the last couple of years, and as opportunity would come about, he can run, but he can't hide. Eventually, I'll catch up to him. He's the former U.S. Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom, and he's joining up with the Christian Persecution Watchdog, Open Doors USA. As a senior fellow and co-chair for the International Religious Freedom Summit, he will continue to research the most pressing issues in religious persecution and advocate on behalf of persecuted religious minorities worldwide. Ambassador, welcome to the show, and if I might add, a belated happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you. I've had quite a run here the last week or so, turning 65, thinking, yes, wow, this has been okay, actually. And I'm sorry I've been that hard for you to get a hold of. I didn't think I had been dodging you. I didn't know that, so I apologize.
Yeah, it was just the people around you protecting you. I mean, it was just all the gatekeepers, but that's okay. I mean, I knew, being the man of faith that I am, Ambassador, I trust, look, in God's timing, all things work their way out, and here we are talking about something that is so vital, like, you know, religious freedom, and this country is under attack. The culture, I mean, the very foundation of what makes this democratic republic work is under fire from the left, and people of faith have to wake up and see what's happening. I see some resistance. I see what I call bonfires of revival taking place across the country and around the world, but somehow we've got to find a way to really accentuate the momentum to this, don't we?
I sure think so. I'm very troubled about the trajectory that things are on within the culture in particular. You know, we've got this foundation, as you talked about, that's built on ordered liberty, and it's built upon, you know, self-governance of the individual, and it's built on this basic premise of religious freedom. Mm-hmm. I was just reading about George Fox and the Quaker movement that was looking at the inner light within a person and how they had to flee Europe and came to the United States, and William Penn founds Pennsylvania, and and it's built on religious freedom. And we've got this one under attack, and if they get at the foundation, we're in real trouble then. Mm-hmm. Then you don't have your base to push back from. And that's why I've been standing and pushing so hard to realize and for everybody to be able to practice this fundamental freedom of religious freedom.
Well, thank you for doing that. But I also want you to be encouraged to let you know that you're not doing this by yourself. People of faith, people of conscience are alongside with you, shoulder to shoulder, fighting battles at a local level and resisting this. Because what we realize at the end of the day, this isn't the philosophy of man. I was just talking with Jeff Kemp, the former NFL quarterback and son of Jack Kemp, who you recall. And we were talking about that this is from the throne room of God, these foundational principles. It's not like some theory of a bunch of people, you know, coffee clutching at some, back room at some university or something. I mean, this is God Almighty himself that laid down these building blocks. And when we're true to those, just as he said to Cain, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And when we look back in the history of this country, when we've done right, which is righteous, which is that which is consistent with the character of God, it's gone well for this country and the world, I might add.
Absolutely. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more than what I am on that. I just what I'm seeing, though, is that you're getting these things are under attack. We've got the March for the Martyrs will happen this weekend in Washington, D.C., and there's more Christian martyrs around the world now than any time in the history of Christendom. And then the attacks domestically in the United States for religious freedom being considered just another way to be able to discriminate against somebody else when it's a foundational freedom.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sort of thing that I think we've just got to be very clear on pushing back and winsome about doing it, but also saying, there are important principles here. If Martin Luther King Jr. had not been able to organize in the churches, they would have had a great difficulty organizing the civil rights movement.
Exactly.
The church has been the foundation off of which we've really moved this society in proper and good directions. And in recent history, the human trafficking movement has really been rooted, much of it, in an awakened community of faith.
Mm. Well, let's go back even further. We didn't have welfare. We had fellow people, you know, particularly the churches came forward and helped citizens in their local communities because they saw the need in their local community. They stepped up until, you know, the 30s, and somehow the government said, oh, somehow that's going to be a violation. Church and state, this should be something that the state should handle. And what a great job they've done with welfare, right?
Fabulous. Just fabulous. Really wrecked a lot of people. I grew up in one of the poorest counties in Kansas, and really before the Great Society, it was pretty much intact families in the area. We were poor, but people made it out because they were families, and they knew how to work, and they got a basic education. Now you go to that area, and the family destruction is enormous, and the drug penetration is horrific that's taking place. And I just look at the loss of human capital, people in that area has been horrific that's happened. And I think we've got to start pushing more organized in this country for religious freedom. This is the nation on the earth that stands for this issue. And so I'm starting to work with people to organize what we can do in this country, because any ground we lose here gets magnified around the world.
Exactly.
We're the standard bearer on religious freedom. This nation is. And so 7+ billion people in the world are dependent upon us. And 80% of those 7+ billion people practice a faith. So this is a big issue for a lot of people. And we're going to have to start fighting more, I think, more focused and more organized for it right here in this country.
And we have to realize, first of all, Ambassador, that we do have to fight, that this is a cultural war, and that, whatever it takes, if you got to get on your knees and look up and get your marching orders from the Lord of Heaven's armies himself, then do what it takes, because if not America, then who, Ambassador?
Well, it's certainly not going to be China. It's not going to be Russia. This is the place. It's not going to originate nor have its strength coming out of Europe. It's got to come out of the United States. So this is the place that we've got to push for it. And I hope people start running for school boards and for city commissions.
Yes.
These are a lot of times the local places where you get the religious freedom infringed upon.
Exactly. Ambassador, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up on the other side. We've got more from...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
God! Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Oh, that's our prayer, huh? Is that God would give us eyes to see and ears to hear. you know, what's going on, to see things the way he sees things. The ambassador, Sam Brownback, is with us, senior fellow for Open Doors USA, and we're talking about religious freedom and persecution and what's going on. Ambassador, we were just talking at break about the March for the Martyrs and what these people have given up. I mean, you talk about paying the ultimate price, you know, for God, not for country, but for God and for other souls that are waiting, you know, to find out about God. And they put it all on the line and surrender their lives for the sake of the gospel. I mean, amazing stories. Tell us some, if you would.
Well, the March for the Martyrs is going to take place this Saturday in Washington, D.C. If any of you are in the East Coast area and can get to that, it's well worth it. Or you can go on their website, March for the Martyrs. But the stories I've seen, I've been working with a loose group of people trying to get individuals out of Afghanistan, religious minorities, particularly Christians. And about 30%, and nobody knows the real number, want to just stay and say, you know, God's brought me to this point. I trust in him. He'll protect me. And they're staying to see this, and they want to witness. I had a guy in Saudi Arabia that saw Jesus. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Follow me. He didn't know who it was. There was no churches in Saudi Arabia. He goes to Kuwait, sees a picture of Jesus in the church, and says, that's him. That's the guy I saw. That's what he said.
Wow.
And instead of leaving, he goes back, gets beat on, gets thrown in jail for 6 months. The government tries to get his family to kill him. And, you know, he finally gets some level of protection. And when I'm meeting with him, I said, well, why didn't you leave? And he said, well, who would have told him about Jesus then?
Oh, wow.
Who would have told the people in Saudi Arabia about the Lord? And Iran is one of the fastest growing churches in the world. And it's signs and wonders. And you just hear these amazing things. And then this boldness and courage in the faith. It reads just like the book of Acts, only it's today. And it's the road to Damascus. And it's a person named Muhammad that's on it. It is really breathtaking.
Well, without a doubt, and when you compare the Christian faith and the redemptive value, it's incomparable. You know, put it up against any other religion. I mean, it's not by force that somebody's coming over and trying to convert you. You know, it is in knowing God. It is the power of the gospel, the cross, Jesus crucified. And when you realize that and you're redeemed, it's like you can't help but pay that forward. And people who are called to this ministry are exceptional. And you hear stories like this all, you know, all the time, not necessarily here in the United States, although there is that cultural pushback where people are getting canceled because, you know, they said Jesus. I mean, I'm threatened, you know, here in this country domestically because we're not afraid to talk about the gospel and the redemptive power of the cross. And people are annoyed by that because you've got that cancel culture, you've got that Marxist movement that is very prevalent within the confines. This is no longer an existential threat. This is a domestic threat that is taking place right now to cancel people of faith.
And they've got to stand up and fight. You know, the thing about cancel culture is that you've got to be willing to be canceled. If you say, no, I'm not going to participate in that, I am not going to be canceled. I am going to stay out here and I'm going to speak of my faith. They can't cancel you.
Right.
I mean, they can shut you off from this platform or that platform, but they can't stop you. And that's the key thing. I was talking with one of the Supreme Court justices one time, and I was asking him, do you think we're going to keep our religious freedom in this country? And he thought, yes, we will be able to keep religious freedom in America in the law. I don't know if people are going to be able to withstand it in the culture, the cultural push to cancel their religious freedom, under the cultural pressure. And I think that's a good reading of it. I think the law will be there for us. It's just whether people are going to be willing to stand up domestically or in these electronic high-tech platforms, be able to find alternate routes in their places to be able to put their voice forward.
Well, what people are realizing, Ambassador, is that, you know, this narrative, the lies that are flying out there, that they want you to, you know, ignore your lying eyes, so to speak. You know, are you going to believe your lying eyes or are you going to believe them? And the powers to be that are controlling the narrative is that it's proven itself to be a lie. People are wising up to it. This is why things are happening organically just on the issue of abortion. You can't lie to women anymore. They've been experiencing this since 1973. They were told it was meaningless, you know, tissue. It didn't mean anything. And they go ahead and have an abortion that's, you know, approved. It's got the good housekeeping seal of approval by the government on it. They participate and they go, why am I having nightmares? Why am I depressed? Why am I committing suicide? Why is my heart aching for, you know, something that was just a piece of excess tissue? And then now you see the modern technology that is available, and they say, my God, that was my child. I killed my child. And the thing is that it's not only women waking up to the reality, it's men as well. And this is organic. You can't stop it because it's the truth that is overpowering the big lie that's been put out there for all these years.
Yeah. I remember one time I'd been getting pushed on for some cultural issue I was standing up for, and I was just out walking in the evening, and I'm just praying and saying, am I just a dinosaur that I believe in these things? And the thought that came to my mind was, well, is truth a dinosaur? Mm. And I said, no, truth's not a dinosaur. And well, then you're not a dinosaur. If you stand for truth, then you're not a dinosaur. This is, and truth will come back.
Yes.
Truth will, you cannot suppress it. The kingdom of man has always sought to subdue the kingdom of God, and it will never succeed. It may put it down for a while. It may put people in jail for a while. I was in Romania, and the head of the Orthodox Church now occupies the building where the false parliament for the Romanian Communist Party was. The communists were atheists, are atheists, and they had put down the Orthodox Church. But look who's occupying the communist parliament building now is the Romanian Orthodox Church. You may put it down for a while. You will not subdue God.
Well, without a doubt, I mean, there's no doubt in our country, believe it or not, according to a conversation we just had with Trevor Loudon, in revealing how many Marxists are in the confines of the Biden administration. I mean, it's prolific. And you wonder why the policies, you wonder why what's coming out of this administration is so antithetical, so unchristian, so inhumane that is taking place. And it is the march of the Marxist movement within this country that, you know, wants religious persecution. They know that if they get God, you know, like any communist, like any anti-God institution, they've got to get God out of the picture. And I got to tell you, Ambassador, I'm encouraged because there are still the remnant that God is maintaining, and that remnant is on their knees seeking the face of God, and they're defending the cause for us right now, are they not?
They are, and I think you're gonna see this continue to grow. You know, if you want to see Christianity do well, the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. It's persecution that expands the church. If you want to hurt Christianity, give them money. It's make it easy for them. It's really when things are easy on Christians that the life.
Well, we got to leave it there. Ambassador Sembrum,
vaccinated or getting sick from COVID. Fever is the leading sign of COVID, so everyone needs an accurate thermometer. Exergen temporal scanner's accuracy is backed by more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact devices can miss fevers and give false sense of security. Remember, vaccines may not be enough, and you need an accurate thermometer to stay safe. Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes time. adventure.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An autopsy on the body of a young woman found in Wyoming over the weekend will be conducted today. The FBI believes it's that of missing 22-year-old Gabby Petito. When we have more information, we'll pass it along. House and Senate leadership announced on Monday that they plan to attach a proposal to raise the debt ceiling through December 2022 to a short-term government funding bill. The bill must pass before the end of the month or Congress risks a shutdown. President Biden will use his first address before the UN General Assembly to lay out his vision for an era of intensive diplomacy with allies and vigorous competition with great powers. Biden will take to the lectern in New York on Tuesday. White House COVID-19 Response Coordinator Jeffrey Zients announced on Monday that the Biden administration will allow fully vaccinated travelers from around the world to enter the United States beginning in November. This is USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. It's such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Well, according to the Small Business Administration, that would be the SBA, for every $100 spent at small businesses, $48 is put back into the local economy. Did you get that number? Okay, $100, small business, local businesses, $48 put back in the local economy. But, now compare this, if you spent that same $100 at a big box store or a national retailer, only $14 makes it back to your local economy. All right, so $48, much bigger than $14, right? I think we all agree. Well, Main Streets are the heartbeat of America's cities and towns. They play an important part in the long-term success of communities. They help build a sense of place. If every family in the country shifted just $10 a month to locally owned independent businesses instead of national chains, more than $9.3 billion would be directly returned to local economies. Now, you tell me that wouldn't make a big difference. A Federal Reserve report shows the pandemic resulted in the permanent closure of roughly 200,000 U.S. establishments. Individual companies account for about two-thirds, roughly 130,000 of the extra closures. Now, the hardest hit small businesses, according to the Fed study, barbershops, nail salons, and other providers of personal services. Now, Bill Burnell is joining us. He's the co-founder of Independent We Stand. He's going to talk more about the organization and share the positive effects of buying local. Hey, Bill, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, glad to be here.
Bill, you're coming to us live from Main Street in Sykesville, Maryland. Why there?
Well, actually, we have a contest going on right now called the America's Main Street Contest, and this is actually the sixth annual contest. And the goal of the contest is to recognize the great work that Main Street groups are doing across America to help revitalize their Main Streets, but especially the small locally owned businesses that help them thrive. Main Street Sykesville, Maryland, was actually the winner in 2020, and they won really at the height of the pandemic in June. Grand prize is $25,000, and what they decided to do with their $25,000 is to help their local merch deal with COVID. And to date, not one of the 44 businesses on Main Street in Sykesville is closed. In fact, they added two businesses. So,
wow.
And I think the pandemic also got people to wake up and remember that these small, locally owned businesses, you know, usually they're operating on pretty low margins anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Got to support them to make that huge impact in the local economy.
Exactly. When we talk about the ratio here, about how much money, you know, from the local community, from these local businesses that go back to the local community, I mean, you're talking three, almost four times as much, right, as opposed to a big box store.
Absolutely. There's a growing body of research, and you just quoted from one that showed three times more returns to the local economy when you support a local retailer versus a big box store or a national chain. And that same study found that two times more returns to local communities when you eat at a local restaurant versus a national chain. And, you know, who wants to eat at the same old national chain when you can be on Main Street and eat at that wonderful breakfast cafe or that great burger joint, whatever it may be? So remember, you're going to a lot more.
Yeah, we love these Main Street eateries. I mean, that really reflects the personality of the locale much more than these national entities, don't they?
Absolutely. Like, I mean, if you're traveling, you're visiting a new town, maybe you're on vacation. Here's a good example. If you were to go to Chicago, are you going to go downtown Chicago and eat at Pizza Hut? I don't think so. You're going to find that local pizza joint. You're going to have a much better experience. And guess what? While you're visiting Chicago, two times more money returns to the local community.
Exactly. Well, Bill Burnell, basically it's clear, you know, consumers can make a difference right away, not 2 years, 10 years down the road. Yes, it's cumulative and it'll add up. But right now, just by going local, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And the great thing is you can go to our website at independentlystand.org and learn more about the economic impact. But you can also take what we call the Buy Local Pledge. You actually go to the website. You'll see a button right in the middle. Take the pledge. Consumers can take that pledge, and when they share it, they can share it on all of their social media channels to get their friends, family, neighbors, coworkers to take the same pledge. And you need to find those locally owned businesses. And we actually have an app that you can download and find businesses in your local area. And you can either do it by zip code or whatever you're looking to buy or eat. Say, for example, if you wanted a good local burger, you could type in burger, and we'll serve up all the restaurants that are locally owned that serve burgers. So great and easy way to find it.
Exactly. We're talking with Bill Burnell, co-founder of Independent We Stand. Bill, tell us about Independent We Stand. What are you all about here?
Independent We Stand launched back in 2011, and essentially it's a cause marketing campaign, and a big part of our mission is to educate consumers, again, about the importance and the strong economic impact, like we talked about earlier, when you support locally owned businesses. But another big part of our mission is to help locally owned businesses build their local brands, essentially. Thanks to our sponsors like Deal, we can actually offer free marketing materials, buy local marketing materials, graphics, point-of-sale materials that they can use to build their local brands and stand out from the big box stores and the national chain. I think everybody probably understands that, you know, small businesses don't have some huge marketing department, some big skyscraper in New York City. They're often turning on the lights in the morning. They're hiring the crew. They're stocking the inventory. And guess what? You got a Facebook post today. Some social media experts told you they needed to post. And we have about 155 local graphics they can download and share for absolutely free. Again, thanks to our sponsors.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, when you eat, play, and stay local, businesses in turn continually pump their hard-earned dollars, actually your hard-earned dollars, back into the local economy by way of taxes, payrolls, and purchases. This translates into more money for roads, schools, services, and new jobs in your community. So why wouldn't you want to support your local eateries, your local businesses, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's easy to do, and really, a small shift in the way you spend your money can have a huge impact. So next time you're thinking about picking something up, think twice about that big box store, or even opening up your computer and ordering from Amazon. You mentioned it earlier, but if every family in America just shifted $10 a month or a year to locally owned businesses, approximately $9.3 billion, that would be.
Wow, that's awesome, awesome return in money that goes back into your local community, and you'd be surprised. Bill, where this is happening, you know, what are the local people seeing immediately in terms of, I mean, you know, they're making this investment, some have already been up to speed and rolling along, and they've had to have noted, you know, some positive changes in their community. I mean, even like where you are right now, there in Maryland on Main Street in Sykesville, I got to imagine the improvement of the downtown Main Street area, and that is vibrant. It's exciting. You're there dealing with people there in your community. It's got to be a positive improvement. I got to believe.
Oh, it's huge. And actually, Main Street Sightful was very much along with their revitalization, but there's still a lot of Main Streets out there that could use their help. So
exactly.
The important thing for your listeners to do is go to independentlystand.org, look for the American Main Street banner, and nominate their favorite Main Street. It doesn't have to be a Main Street organization. It could be a Chamber of Commerce, Business Improvement District. But that $25,000 will go a long way to help on the road to recovery. Main Streets really are the heartbeat of towns, and those small businesses that help that Main Street thrive, it's a big deal. And again, when you buy local or eat local or play local, you're returning a lot more money to local.
Well, and as you spelled out, Bill, I mean, independent retailers returning three times more money to local economies than national chain retailers. Independent restaurants return twice as much, and independent retailers return seven times more money to local economies than online giants. I mean, this is really a no-brainer, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it really is, and it's easy to do. You know, we've actually got an app that you can search for local businesses that I talked about earlier. And you can also find a lot of local chambers of commerce or buy local groups list the local businesses. So it's very easy to find them, but it's important you find them and support them.
Well, and the other thing, too, we haven't mentioned this. Now, this will get your attention if nothing else has. Residential neighborhoods served by a successful independent business district gain, on average, 50% in home value as compared to citywide markets. 50%. That's incredible, Bill.
It's absolutely amazing, and Sykesville is a great example of that. I'm surrounded by absolutely beautiful homes just off Main Street. A lot of the historic buildings are 3 and 4 stories, and there's apartments and lofts up there. You can buy love up, essentially buy a local hamburger or buy a local book and improve your home value. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bill Brunell, co-founder of Independent We Stand. Bill, last two questions, 30 seconds left. How can we nominate our favorite Main Street, and where do we go for more information?
Again, head to independentwestand.org. That is .org, not .com. You'll see a huge banner that says nominate your favorite Main Street. Click on that banner. It'll be a very simple form to fill out.
Well, Bill Brunell, you're awesome. Congratulations on all the great work there. And for all the Main Streets across America, let's get on the list and let's start voting. Thank you very much. Take care, Bill.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Yeah, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, and it's also great to have the one and only Rachel Alexander with us. Hey, Rachel, how you doing?
I'm doing great for a Monday.
Yes. Well, we always love every day of the week, don't we? There's just something special about it, and we just keep on continuing to fight the good fight. Speaking of which, over the weekend, Matt Brainerd led a group, Justice for J6 rally at the U.S. Capitol, again to bring light to those forgotten patriots that have become political prisoners of the Joe Biden administration.
I got to say, he's pretty daring because, you know, they're just looking to just take those people down and try to find some mistake they do or goad them in. Did you see the photo of those obvious FBI agents that were at the rally pretending to be demonstrators?
Exactly. Well, you know, this is part and parcel. If they got away with it on January 6th, why not duplicate it? In fact, you know, former President Donald Trump warned the group saying, hey, look, it, they want to get you. This is a gotcha moment. You know, in this case, it's hard for people to get their brains around to realize the FBI isn't about protecting us. They're about, you know, getting some sort of award for drumming up, you know, some sort of treasonous action. They would have loved nothing better. But Matt was really clear from, you know, day one about inviting people, saying, look, it, don't come in Trump regalia. Don't be wearing a MAGA hat or anything like that. Be patriotic. That's fine. This is a nonviolent. This is a peaceful protest. And the focus is clearly about, you know, justice for J6, those American patriots who have been locked up, some in solitary confinement, all this time. I mean, for months, Rachel, can you imagine, without any kind of legal representation? And when Joe Biden was asked about it, he just kind of, you know, he just kind of deferred it.
Well, we know that the FBI has been weaponized underneath Democratic administrations for years now. I mean, I've written about people like former Congressman Steve Stockman, Rick Renzi. You know, they had a politicized FBI agents go after them. You know, Renzi's phones were wiretapped in order to get him. So, yeah, we knew they were coming after these guys. I would have never risked going there because I figured, you know, it'd be too risky getting arrested. But
exactly.
Yeah, these people who are being kept in solitary confinement, as a former prosecutor, I can tell you it makes absolutely zero sense. You only keep people like child molesters in solitary confinement. You don't keep political protesters who probably aren't going to be charged with much more than a misdemeanor, except a couple who they're going to throw the kitchen sink at
in order to make examples of.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and you imagine the brain damage that will take place on these people that are held for an indeterminate amount of time. I mean, solitary confinement isn't a walk in the park by no means, right?
No, it's meant to just make you miserable. It is the most horrible experience. People have no idea until they've gone through it. What it's doing to these people is it's trying to get them to come out and maybe recant later, to maybe turn later, to, you know, that is the most horrible experience, to associate their protest with that horrible experience so they change their mind and become leftists.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is that like yourself, I think others made the same decision. I mean, initially the reports were there were a couple hundred. I think the Capitol Police are saying somewhere around, 500 people showed up. And as I said, Donald Trump had warned people. I mean, because we know that in some cases they're still executing arrests from January 6th. They're looking at footage and just seeing people there. So they've got, they've got a file. They've got 14,000 hours of video yet to be seen, but they're culling through it. And if they think that they can get you in their net, they're going to pull you in. And this isn't some minor misdemeanor infraction. This is something that is life altering. I mean, people's lives, they've lost jobs, they've lost money. This is terrible. And if you have any idea, I mean, just how devastating it'd be, just think about what happened to somebody. Oh, yeah, three-star general, General Mike Flynn, right?
Oh, exactly. And I mean, he's actually one of the lucky ones. If you've seen some of these plea deals these guys are getting, I just saw one of these protesters pled to a felony, which he's going to end up being in prison for, I think, 3 to 4 years. And so, this is astronomical. You never see this happening to Black Lives Matter or Antifa. They just get a slap on the wrist. They're released. You know, they're not held. And if I remember correctly, the main guy who instigated behind this, who's from Black Lives Matter, who, you know, got paid $90,000 to sell his video, and he was caught breaking a window entering the Capitol building. I don't think anything's happened to him yet.
No, exactly. Well, and that's the way it works. I mean, like you said, if you're with the left, you've got the vice president writing a check to get you out of jail, you know, to pay your bail money. If you happen to be on the right, there's nobody there that's fighting your defense. And God bless Matt Brainerd and the team for all the work and conviction they're doing on behalf. They are not forgetting America's patriots who were there exercising their civic right and duty to call into question. I mean, even to this day, whether it's Fox News or any other network, they're absolutely convinced without proof that this was a legitimate, election. And I'm saying, what's the problem with just asking? You know, like I said, I think you and I've talked about this. People ask me, don't you believe that it was a legitimate affair and free election? I said, I don't know. That's the problem. And I don't think you know.
Yeah.
I don't care how many times Chris Wallace wants to tell me otherwise. He just keeps saying it emphatically, but there's no proof. Where's the beef in all this to tell you that, in fact, this was a legitimate election? I mean, here's a guy who barely went out on the campaign. He tried to sell what 30% of his own party would only buy. And somehow, even though he can only get 30% support on the Democratic side, somehow in the general election, he garners over 80 million votes. And on top of that, the downline, I mean, with 80 million votes, logic would tell you, I mean, simple logic and mathematics would have told you that the Democrats should have swept the Senate going away and the House going away. And look how close the separation is in both those bodies between Republican and Democrat. That on its face should tell you everything that you know to cause suspicion. And that's what I'm saying. There's suspicion wrapped around this and nobody cares. Fox News, everybody's just falling in line saying, you're anti-American for questioning. And now, of course, what they're utilizing and what they got away with in California now is, it's like it's Trumpism versus the left. That's what it comes down to now.
And good for people like you for still standing up and not kowtowing and being scared, because they're all ridiculing us as conspiracy theorists. And the last I heard, I think we're down to a week. They're now putting it out a week until we get the results of the Arizona audit.
And thank goodness for people who are pushing ahead. Why would they be fighting the audit still so hard at this point and ridiculing us all hard if there was nothing that was going to come of it?
Exactly. Well, methinks they complain too much, as the saying goes. I want to talk about an article that you just wrote about Arizona attorney Brenovich, and nearly half the attorney general send a warning letter to Biden about vaccine mandates, including policy concerns. Break that down for us.
Yeah, basically they sent him a letter. It was about 24 attorney generals. And they went into more than just legal reasons. They brought up all kinds of policy reasons. They brought up things like, if you put this into place, you're going to have people quitting jobs everywhere, including people who are in healthcare. And they even cited a hospital in upstate New York, which is no longer going to deliver babies because there's just flat out not enough staff anymore.
Well, and it's also interesting, Rachel, that how many healthcare personnel are opting not to get vaccinated? I mean, what do they know that we don't know?
Well, you probably heard the study from the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, which is like the conservative equivalent to the AMA. They surveyed doctors, and they found that 60% of the doctors surveyed did not get the vaccine.
Okay, so that's quite telling with these kind of numbers. And, of course, you know, the Biden administration is now making it us against them, the vaccinated against the unvaccinated. I mean, this war, this culture war that's taking place is Marxism on steroids. And people need to understand the connection here. This isn't some just innocent disagreement. There is an end game to all this, you know, all this agitation that's taking place, and this agitation is being championed by none other than the President of the United States. And that agitation is Marxist in principle. It's Marxist in conclusion. It is the destruction of the middle class. It is the destruction of America as we know it today. That's where they're heading, Rachel.
They are. I mean, there's really no other reason behind it. The science isn't behind them. The science contradicts them. You know, I found it so interesting how COVID has come and it has divided Republican Democrats so neatly, and how our side, I am so glad to be on our side because the science backs us up. I think it's pretty easy arguing to say that we don't know, you know, the benefits versus the negatives of COVID. It varies from individual to individual. That's, you know, the science isn't clear in this area. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would hate to be the Democrats trying to defend their mandatory vaccine position.
Exactly. Well, we're back to point one, and that is that, hey, look, this is a serious disease, no doubt. But, you know, like the flu, which is flu-like, you know, you have casualties. And it seems the number of casualties that we're having with COVID aren't even near the number of, you know, our annual averages for flu. But yet we're shutting down, we're mandating vaccines, we're breaking our constitutional freedoms in the process. I mean, this is really dangerous. And, you know, Rachel, again, we thank you for bringing it to light. Remind everybody where they can go to connect with you.
Fine. My column's the Town Hall. I've got another one out on Brenovich running for Senate today. My personal website, Intellectual Conservative, and you can find me at Twitter at @Rach_IC.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.